USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The Justice Department declined to comment on the search of former President Donald Trump's Florida estate. In a lengthy statement posted to a social media platform, Trump confirmed that the FBI was at Mar-a-Lago, characterizing the search as a raid that wasn't necessary or appropriate. Sources have told multiple news outlets that the search is in relation to classified documents that Trump took with him when he left office. Republicans blasted the search, calling it a weaponization of federal agencies. The white father and son who chased and killed a black jogger in Brunswick, Georgia, each received a life sentence for committing federal hate crimes. 36-year-old Travis McMichael and his father, 66-year-old Greg McMichael, already received similar sentences on the state level for Ahmaud Arbery's murder. The man who recorded the February 2020 incident, 52-year-old William Roddy Bryant, was sentenced to 35 years. This is USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their healthcare, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
The biggest weapons package to date is being sent to Ukraine. $1 billion worth of rocket ammo and other materials from Defense Department stockpiles will go to strengthen the under-siege country as it pushes back against Russian troops. The war has just reached the half-year mark. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden spent Monday in eastern Kentucky surveying the damage from devastating storms that caused the worst flooding in the Commonwealth's history.
An American citizen, we never give up. We never stop. We never bow. We never bend. We just go forward.
37 people were killed in the disaster. Officials are expecting at least one more death to be added to that total. Federal disaster assistance has been expanded in the area. Mixed results on Wall Street at the close on Monday. The Dow rose 29 points. However, the NASDAQ fell 13 points, and the S&P 500 was off 5. You are listening to USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
There will be no special legislative session in Nebraska anytime soon to consider stricter abortion laws. Though officially nonpartisan, the Nebraskan unicameral consists of a Republican majority. That state's governor, Pete Ricketts, says there weren't enough votes to pass a ban on the procedure after 12 weeks of pregnancy. He expressed interest in calling a special session, saying he would support a near-total ban on abortion with no exceptions for rape or incest. Grammy superstar Olivia Newton-John has died. She topped the pop, country, adult, and dance charts and captured the hearts of people who saw her as Sandy in the movie Grease. Olivia Newton-John lost her battle with cancer at age 73. Lawyer to the stars Burt Fields died on Sunday at his home in Malibu with his wife by his side. A spokesman for the law firm he helped make a Hollywood powerhouse said that the 93-year-old had been suffering from long-term neurological effects of COVID-19. Volunteers are being sought in the United States and Europe to test the first potential vaccine against Lyme disease in 20 years. Cases are rising and warming weather is helping ticks expand their habitat. A vaccine for people was pulled off the market in 2002 due to a lack of demand, leaving bug spray and tick checks the only options available to humans. Dogs, on the other hand, have long had a vaccine available to them. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.